This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Domain names have clearly opened up a whole new domain. A lawyer named John is battling it out with the state of Texas over his blog entitled TexasWorkmansComp.com. The state notified John he can't use those words because they imply an official blog or website and that he'll face fines of up to $5,000 a day if he continues to use them. John sued, claiming the words Texas and Workman's Comp are in the public domain. The court that first heard the case found for the state, but the Fifth Circuit reversed, stating the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that in order for speech to fall outside First Amendment protection, it must be inherently likely to deceive. The court said the main purpose of the law is to prevent individuals from masquerading as state officials or implying that the state has endorsed the blog, neither of which seem to be present here. So Texas has failed in its attempt to flog a blog. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.